Now let's come, therefore, to Acts 1 and look at this statement that we've just made. And you see now the Lord Jesus Christ at work by the Holy Spirit through the apostles in Jerusalem. That begins with chapters 1 through 7. Now will you listen to Dr. Luke as he begins? The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus. Now that former treatise was the Gospel of Luke, of course. And Theophilus, obviously, is the name of a man, and his name means lover of God. This idea that it can be watered down to mean just any lover of God is not quite the way Dr. Luke is writing. He knew a man by the name of Theophilus. It was a name in that day, and a name that was befitting him, of course. A lover of God. Now he says, I wrote to you the Gospel of Luke. Now I'm sending to you this other further treatise of all that Jesus began to do and to teach. Now, in the Gospel of Luke, he began to do and teach. In the book of Acts, he continues to do and teach. And today, he's still at it, if I may use that expression. And he'll continue on with this present program until he takes the church out of the world. That is the picture that is before us. Now it says, until the day in which he was taken up, after that, he through the Holy Spirit. Now just because he was taken up to heaven didn't mean he didn't keep working, didn't keep doing and teaching. And now, from the vantage place of the right hand of God, after that, he through the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit worked through the apostles, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen. So that you have here now, what do they call it in the army, this idea of passing of command from one man to another? Actually, we have here the Lord Jesus Christ. And he working through the Holy Spirit through the apostles, and on out to you and me where we are today. This is a remarkable statement, by the way. But we're not through with it. This is another one of these periodic sentences we talked about in the Gospel of Luke, and it goes on down through verse 4.